this is the one Sunday a year I don't have to give a homily because the passion speaks for itself, the drama of our redemption. But just to offer a few brief thoughts. Jesus, in his humanity, asks the Father, take this cup from me, yet not my will, but yours be done. And in his humanity, he experiences abandonment by the Father. But yet we know that Jesus' will and the Father's will are one. And so it was his will to love us to the end, that love being to will the good of the other. And so Jesus accepting his passion, accepting all the pain and suffering that came with it, he did not merely endure it out of perfect obedience and submission to the Father's will, although he had that. But he endured the next blow of the scourging, the next step under the weight of the cross up Calvary, because he is in love with us, because he sees the beauty within us, and he desires to give everything that he can to remove anything that would separate us from him, anything that would prevent us from receiving the full life and light of his love and his new life, his grace that he purchases for us. So the grace that he offers, the redemption has been purchased at a great price. Let us, in this holy week, this holiest week of the year, surrender all to him and allow him to take anything that would separate us from him so that we may die with him and it may no longer be we who live, but Christ who lives in us.